This is a Tuesday. You know what that means. It's time for the Dial-A-Doc program here today from FHN. Dial-A-Doc here today. We head to the operations leader of women's services here today, Michelle Allen. Michelle's topic is a sobering but very important, ensuring that babies are put to bed properly so they don't die of asphyxiation. And Michelle, good morning here. And tell us, you're the operations leader at the Women's Services at FHN. Tell us at what is all included at Women's Services.
Good morning. Yes, at FHN, our Women's Service line, we offer a full range of obstetrical and gynecological services. We serve all women, both in their youth all the way through postmenopausal.
All right. And as you deal and work with new mothers now, the one thing that's been brought forward in our communities during this past year, it's an alarming statistic, apparently, regarding deaths of infants while they are sleeping. Tell us about this.
Yes, absolutely. So from January through May this year, we had a significant increase in our infant death rate in both Joe Davies and Stevenson County that was brought to us. And it was a sudden, unexpected infant death rate increased, and over half of those were noted or attributed to positional asphyxiation, which is different than SIDS. And so we have now made a campaign to make sure that all parents and those who are caring for infants know how to position infants while sleeping.
All right. And well, maybe first of all, start with SIDS. When you talk about SIDS, what are you talking about there?
Absolutely. So as I said, sudden and unexpected infant death is the death of an infant, whether it's unexpected or unexplained, and SIDS is part of that. The difference between SIDS is that SIDS can be result from an unknown medical abnormality, and that is classified as a natural death. Accidental suffocation is resulting from a partial airway obstruction, and that's the cause of the death, and it's accidental. And so it's positional from their sleeping.
All right. Okay, so tell us what you're seeing here in terms of these commonalities here among the babies that have actually died from asphyxiation.
So the babies that have died are most likely have been co-bedding, meaning they are sleeping with a parent. They are all under 6 months of age, mostly over 3 months, in families that have other children. So this is not the first baby that has co-bedded or been in a situation like this. And most of the time, parents are working different shifts, so the death has been when one parent is getting home and the other was off, and so those are sleep-deprived parents and such like that.
All right, and we're talking with Michelle Allen here today. She's operations leader at Women's Services at FHN on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. Michelle, give some advice here. What are ways that parents and other caregivers can help to prevent these tragedies, death of children, of infants by asphyxiation?
So all the advice I'm going to give today should be used from all the way up until 1 year of age. The highest risk of asphyxiation is through 6 months. However, these tips should be used until babies are 1 year. So babies should always sleep alone. They should never be sleeping with parent, grandparent, a sibling. They should always be alone in their own bed. They should always be on their back, so always place your baby on their backs. I frequently hear from parents about, what if my baby spits up? And the American Academy of Pediatrics states that the risk of SIDS outweighs the benefits of prone or lateral sleeping of throwing up. So it's very important that your baby is always on their back. And your baby should always be in a safe crib. And so we here will teach you the ABCs, alone, back, and crib. And in your crib, always keep your crib safe, free of any large blankets, any bumper pads. You should never have any bumper pads. Your baby's crib should never have any large, thick comforters. And your crib mattress should always be a firm surface. It should never be a soft mattress or a memory foam that can create the divots in case your baby does roll over. You don't want the mattress that can create a pocket. You want a firm mattress.
I would assume as well that you kind of recommend, I would think, maybe from old-fashioned cribs, you recommend new modern crib sleeping systems now for children?
Yes, we do. The newer cribs have the slats that are closer together, thus You will not need the old bumper pads that were, they used to be to protect the babies. And while you're watching the baby, if you want to put them in a bassinet or something to that nature, those are also encouraged. But always, you should never let your baby sleep in a swing or a bouncy seat or a car seat either. It should only be in a crib.
Now, again, you're making it easy, as easy as you can, for people to remember this. And so going through the ABCs, again, remind us about the ABCs and how people can remember this.
Yes. We also offer door hangers here. You can get those at any at the hospital front desk, or you can stop by any of our daycares, police, fire, health department to get one of these door hangers that we offer to help you remember. But the ABCs are alone. Always keep your baby alone in their bed, on their back, and in a safe crib.
All right. Alone, back, and crib is what you're talking about.
Yep.
In terms of the ABCs. Well, Michelle, this is certainly, it is a sobering topic and is a very concerning topic any time of year, but especially this time of year as well. And co-sleeping until age one, you do not recommend that at all.
No, your baby should never be asleep with you.
All right. If people want to find out more information about this important issue here, how can they do that?
They can visit FHN.org, where we have more information on safe sleep for them.
All right, Michelle, great information, very important information. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you, and Happy
Christmas.
New Year.
And thank you.
Let's talk again soon, all right?
Thank you.
All right, Michelle Bye. Allen here today. She's the Operations Leader, Women's Services from FHN on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today. The preceding brought to you this morning by FHN.